Locally, if you work in the corporate office of Costco, Starbucks, or Alaska Air, you'll get Monday off. Nordstrom, Paccar, and Amazon don't take the day off. Neither do Microsoft or Boeing. President Ronald Reagan signed legislation creating the holiday honoring the civil rights leader in 1983, and it was first celebrated in 1986. Matthew Sitong is with Bloomberg B&A, which tracks observance of the holiday. He says some have come up with unique ways to pay tribute to Dr. King.
Some employers actually give a floating holiday to enable employees to go and volunteer for a day at a place of their choosing and a time of their choosing that works for them, which is sort of a creative way of observing the holiday.
Sitong says companies with unionized workforces are more likely to observe the holiday. Universities, healthcare, government, and nonprofits are the most likely to take Martin Luther King Jr. Day off. Manufacturing companies are the least likely. Only 7% of them do. A Starbucks spokeswoman says it's up to each cafe's management whether to open or not, and employees that work are paid time and a half. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.